Hello, everypony. It's Lotus Moon. Well, I found another interesting reading for you today. I came across it quite by chance, and I gotta say, we've seen a lot of Pinky's antics from time to time, but this? Well, I never thought I'd find something like this lying around on the internet. But for your enjoyment, here's the Beacon of Bickering. Honestly, when you see who Pinky is arguing with, you're gonna question why. Anyway, without further ado, let's begin. The Beacon of Bickering, written by Forrest Pip. A Great Kerfuffle. Also, as a note, if you haven't read the description, just imagine the Pixar lamp there. Just a little tip. Bye, everypony! Pinky called to her friends. She had thrown a pretty great party. There wasn't a particular reason. She just wanted to.
That was a great party!
Pinkie Pie said to herself. The lamp on her desk shook its head furiously.
You don't have to be rude, Lamp. I'm pretty proud of that party, and you can't take that away from me.
Pinky stated with a humph. The lamp tilted its head repeatedly upward, as if laughing at her.
I'm sure your mom didn't teach you to be that mean. Apologize for your harsh words,
Pinkie Pie commanded. The lamp shook its head no, and stuck its head up in the air pompously.
Oh, come on! You just have to say one little sorry. It's not that hard,
Pinky said as politely as she could manage. The lamp didn't budge.
You can play that game,
Pinky announced, staring at the lamp. The lamp stared back. Pinky didn't last very long. In her defense, the lamp was pretty bright.
Okay, you win, but that doesn't mean my parties aren't something to be proud of,
Pinky stated, rubbing her eyes. The lamp rocked on its base protestantly. The parties were too loud and had too many sweets. The decorations were obnoxious, and confetti was everywhere afterwards. It was no good to have so many parties.
Hey, watch your language. This is a respectable household,
Pinky said, slightly offended. The lamp rocked again, though this time less aggressively.
Just because there's a cupcake on the top of the building doesn't mean this isn't a prestigious establishment,
Pinky said, matter-of-factly. The lamp rolled its head, mostly because it didn't have eyes.
I have never met a being so disrespectful in my life,
Pinky said exasperatedly. She sat on the sofa, purposely facing away from the lamp. The sofa cushion squeaked in protest.
You don't hate me too, do you, sofa?
The sofa was silent for a moment, before squeaking a soft and cautious no to Pinky. It had seen what happened to the pillow that betrayed Pinky. It was not a pretty sight. The lamp flickered, attempting to reason with the sofa. The lamp was tired of Pinkie Pie's tyranny. It had to come to an end.
Please don't turn on me, sofa! I can't stand up against this lamp alone!
Pinkie exclaimed. The sofa remained allegiant to Pinkie. It was too afraid to find out what would happen if it didn't. It rocked back and forth in protest to the lamp's claims and promptly dropped Pinkie on the floor. Realizing his mistake, it apologized profusely.
It's okay, sofa. You didn't mean to hurt me. Unlike this cur here,
Pinky said, turning her nose up at the lamp. The clock chimed in agreement, The grandfather clock had never heard of such horrid words in its life. The fact that they came from a lamp was more astonishing. The clock chimed and rocked back about the state of today's youth, which caused it to fall over, cracking the glass on the face and shattering the bottom panel of the glass. It lay motionless on the ground.
No!
Pinky yelled, sliding along the wood of the floor on her back knees. She rushed over to the clock with tears in her eyes.
No!
Pinky yelled, sliding along the wood floor on her back knees. She rushed over to the clock with tears in her eyes.
Speak to me!
She said as she clutched it in her arms, a tear sliding down her face.
It's going to be okay!
She tried her best to tell the clock to hold on, but it was too late. Not a chime was left to be heard. The furniture in the room was silent in respect to the now dead clock. Pinky cried quietly. The lamp was responsible for this horror. It had to pay. Pinkie Pie jumped over the table, grabbing the lamp as she went down. She wrestled the lamp, throwing several punches and screaming improvised curses. All the furniture were cheering Pinkie on, except for a small table, which had fallen for the lamp.
It's your fault, you son of a rocky road!
She yelled, punching the lamp right in the bulb.
Ow! Hey, why didn't that break?
The lamp laughed, smacking Pinky up the face with his base. Pinkie Pie flew across the room in slow motion. She landed on an armchair beside the small table that wasn't rooting for her. She picked up the table and began beating the lamp with it. The cheering volume lowered around Pinky as they all realized how messed up the display in front of them was. The table split in half, and Pinky threw each side to the opposite end of the room.
You will never be invited to another party again!
Pinky yelled, unaware of Mr. and Mrs. Cake watching her with terrified faces from the doorway. Should we get help? Mr. Cake whispered as quietly as possible.
I don't know,
Mrs. Cake whispered back, still watching Pinky shout at the desk lamp.
Do we send a letter to our parents or handle it ourselves? I mean, at least it's not as mutilated as the pillow she had a fallout with last month.
Has she been taking the medication the doctor gave her? I'm not sure, Mr. Cake answered. Do you want me to check?
Yes, I think it's time to switch her to regular pills. The gummies might be too candy-like. She might have had an overdose, Mrs. Cake explained.
Mr. Cake snuck out of the room backwards so he wouldn't be caught off guard if Pinky noticed him. With a shattered light bulb, the lamp's head turned to the side. Pinkie Pie stood triumphantly. The battle had finally been won. She felt proud, but part of herself still had doubts. She had just killed a perfectly good lamp. Sure, it wasn't a nice lamp, but that doesn't mean she had to be so cruel. Her prescription has been needing a refill for 2 months, Mr. Cake whispered.
That would explain things,
Mrs. Cake whispered back. Earlier today, she apologized to a batch of cookies she was going to serve at the party she just threw.
We need to talk with her, Doctor.
Definitely, Mr. Cake agreed. Pinkie Pie sat on the floor and stared at the lamp.
Maybe the cakes were right. Do ponies argue with lamps?
Pinky thought.
Probably not.
And that concludes The Beacon of Bickering. Written by Forrest Pip. Okay. While this story was a comedy, it does touch a little close to home with some things. So, apparently in this, Pinky has to take medication. And her being off it causes this. Well, that's kind of identifying with a couple of, well, mental disabilities, I'm guessing. I could be wrong. But as funny as this was, paralleling it with real life issues doesn't fully make it that funny. I mean, we know Pinky is crazy from time to time, but this is taking it a bit far. Although, I didn't actually think Mr. and Mrs. Cake would actually be witnessing her slight manic streak right about now. And they posed a really good question. Do they call her parents about this? Or do they handle it themselves? She is in their employment, so if she has an episode like this in front of customers, that may not be good. Though talking with her doctor might be the best route at this point. Anyway, I do hope you enjoyed this story, everypony, and look forward to the next one. I am Little Spoon, and I want to wish you all a good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are, everypony. Good night. Written by Forrest Pip. Okay. While this story was a comedy, it does touch a little close to home with some things. So, apparently in this, Pinky has to take medication. And her being off it causes this. Well, that's kind of identifying with a couple of, well, mental disabilities, I'm guessing. I could be wrong. But as funny as this was, paralleling it with real life issues doesn't fully make it that funny. I mean, we know Pinky is crazy from time to time, but this is taking it a bit far. Although, I didn't actually think Mr. and Mrs. Cake would actually be witnessing her slight manic streak right about now. And they posed a really good question. Do they call her parents about this? Or do they handle it themselves? She is in their employment, so if she has an episode like this in front of customers, that may not be good. Though talking with her doctor might be the best route at this point. Anyway, I do hope you enjoyed this story, everypony, and look forward to the next one. I am Little Spoon, and I want to wish you all a good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are, everypony. Good night.